Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call this NS Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Thursday, June 17th, 2021 to order. Just a note, when you're making a motion in a second, please identify yourself for the minutes. Mr. Chair, do we have a quorum?
We do.
Thank you. Moving on to minutes, attachment 2A. I will entertain a motion relative to the May 13th, 2021 meeting minutes.
Tomasi, move to approve.
Keep rolling, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to staff reports. Financial progress report, attachment 3A in your packet. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, let me just welcome everybody back. It's great to see everyone's face and great to be back here at the Hilton. Looking forward to having many more meetings in person, maybe not have to go through another pandemic in our lifetime. So definitely appreciate everyone being willing to come. So, So the financial progress report, attachment 3A, you'll see we spent about 70% of the budget. We're 11/12 through the year, so we're in good shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Curtis? If not, I will entertain a motion.
All in favor,
Kushner, second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. So I'm going to start this progress report just with a little bit of housekeeping and some long overdue housekeeping as well. So over last summer in August, AMATS actually hired two new employees and never were really able to properly introduce them. They are Farhan Ahmadzai, who's back there, as well as David Swirsky. One has an engineering background and one a planning background, so we're happy to have them. They have been working on stuff, but obviously we haven't been able to do much of the usual engagement planning the way that we have in the past, so we're lucky to have them on board and excited to have them. Second, another big thing is that AMATS is moving again, physical locations. So AMATS is now moving to the PNC building downtown. It's the tall black building. It's about 23 stories tall. We are going to be on the lucky 13th floor. So I don't know if I got a discount. Yeah, I don't know if I got a discount for the 13th floor. But we are moving July 1st. And so the next 2 weeks, obviously with our meetings, but there might be a couple of days where we actually have our network shut down as we try to literally relocate computers and things. We'll have that information on our website. But if for some reason, there is a delay in response, I apologize in advance. All of our staff is getting ready, and then we will all be returning to the office full-time on July 1 when we move into that new space. So we're excited about that and hope that we do have a nice-sized conference room, hoping to have everyone for our meetings as we get back into the swing of things. So that's exciting as well. And then the third piece of housekeeping is that we are not sure that we will be in the Hilton moving forward. There are some new purchasing policies at the city that require us to potentially get three bids for locations, and we have to find these locations and make sure they kind of meet the needs of our members, including those who are handicapped and can't walk very far. So we're working through that, which is why our TBD to be determined location isn't a COVID thing. It's more just, we've got to lock down, hopefully we'll be able to stay here, but we have to lock down a new place to stay. So those are sort of the big housekeeping things. On the technical progress side, or on the progress side, we've just in May approved our plan. We approved our first round of stimulus projects. We're going to be approving a second round of our stimulus projects through the CRISA funding that we received, which is about $4.1 million. So we're really excited about that. And on the federal side, we've seen lots of discussions about the infrastructure. Infrastructure has almost become a daily article on certain magazine or certain subscriptions. And one of the things that we're just seeing is that there's a push for a moderate bill that focuses mostly on our bread and butter transportation. And then there's a a larger, more progressive type bill that focuses on things maybe that were outside of traditional transportation as we've seen it through our past acts of the FAST Act, MAP 21, Safety Lou, et cetera. No matter what, we do anticipate climate change being a large part of whatever bill does get passed. And I just say that because I do think that there will be things that maybe we haven't had to do in the past regarding greenhouse gas emissions and things that I could see bleeding into the transportation sector with when federal funds are involved. So, that's one thing that we seem to be hearing consistently. Some things that we're not hearing consistently is what the dollar amount's going to be. The Democrats, the House just said today they won't support a gas tax increase. The Democratic side, Republicans were supportive of that. So, we're just kind of waiting to see what happens. But I do think that something will give by October. I don't anticipate continuing resolutions. But no matter what, we're hoping that we would see at least up to like a 30% increase in federal funds, which would be a big boon for us. Hopefully that will come to fruition. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I know I threw a lot at you, so we'll be getting out more information about our new address and things like that in the coming weeks as we get closer to that event.
Well, Curtis, you mentioned the conference room space at the PNC building. That's not large enough for...
Not large enough for our CAC. And I don't know how many times we want to have you guys all come into that Cascade parking deck below our building because it is... not the most friendly parking deck, but we're going to be looking at, locate. We'd like to try to stay on the east side of Summit County or west side of Portage, somewhere that we think is pretty, along the line. This has been a great location for that. So, we're hoping to keep that kind of location. So, I will say, though, sorry, that did prompt. The mayor of Green has offered their space for August. And that might be something we do just in the temporary, just to have a space that we know we'll get and that we know at least where it is and we have the
basic time to find it.
Exactly, yeah. So, but thank you.
Any other questions for Curtis? Seeing none, moving on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report, attachment 3C, Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to welcome you all back. It's nice to finally meet in person again. As AMATS concludes a special round of resurfacing funding, we're looking ahead to a regular round of funding, our typical two-year funding cycle this summer. And we want to start with the CMAC funding. The CMAC funding is is the application and some information about the CMAC funding is already posted on our website. And the thing that you have to remember about that is, first of all, it is a statewide program. It's administered statewide. So we can more or less compete with the rest of the state for projects. But the way it pretty much works is they still allocate about the same amount that we always used to get, so it's done pretty fairly. But also remember that there's two important things about CMAC projects. The project should be the kind that improve air quality and reduce congestion. So these are the kind of projects a lot of times that signals fall into this category, improving signals and such. So anyhow, it does require a little bit more processing because we have to analyze the projects for how much it improves air quality or how much it improves delay, and sometimes that can be a little time consuming. So the application and information about the CMAC funding is on the website now, the MS website, and if any time you want to get started and start to turn those in is fine with us. Other than that, that's about all I have. We will discuss the new resurfacing projects later in this meeting. And that's about all I have on the federal funds front. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet?
Oh, one last thing. On your attachment 3C, I did put a little table showing our different funding programs, a little kind of like a little cheat sheet to just kind of show you the phases that the different programs pay for, and the amounts, the maximum amounts that we fund for each program. So I mean, sometimes it's from one cycle to another, it's easy to forget. So we'll keep you up to date though on the new funding cycle as the other applications become appropriate.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions or comments? Hearing none. Curtis, I see no old business.
Yep.
I see no new business.
Correct.
Moving on to resolutions. Resolution 2021-09, attachment 6A. Mr. Pelletier.
Okay, thank you. Okay, amendment 9 is approving the funding for and adding the new resurfacing projects that will be scheduled in fiscal year 23 and 24. Now, we kind of had two groups of resurfacing projects. The one group was all of those projects were, hyper-quick projects that were scheduled in fiscal year 22, and the money for those projects came from a balance that kind of gradually grew in STBG from projects coming in under the estimates. And then this group is being funded by a grant that we're getting from the coronavirus stimulus plan. We're supposed to get around $4 million, and we're actually over-programming to about $6 million. So what we want to do with Amendment 9, or Resolution 2021-09, is we want to actually approve the funding, and since they already have PID numbers, we want to approve the funding and actually approve adding them to the TIP. So quickly, I'll just go through the projects. We had a nice, variety of projects from different locations. Larger communities, smaller communities, some in Portage County. The 12 projects that will be in Amendment 9 is Chestnut Street in Ravenna, Old Forge Road in Portage County, Mogador Road in the village of Mogador, 4th Street in Barberton, Cannon Road in Twinsburg, Canton Road in Summit County, Cleveland-Maslin Road in Clinton, Cleveland-Maslin Road in New Franklin, Eastern Road in Norton, Riverview Road et al., which means it's Riverview Road and several other roads in Akron, East Sanitarium Road in Lakemore, and Ohio Avenue in Redmond. So those are the projects, and they will be programmed in 23 and 24. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Dave? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Demasi. Second, Demasi. Who's the first? Mr. Bowling.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to Resolution 2021-10, Ms. Davis-Rydell.
Hello, good afternoon. It's so good to see all of you. Attachment 6B is a resolution allowing AMETS to amend its fiscal year 2022 transportation planning work program and budget. As part of the effort to reduce potential funding from being recalled, AMETS has identified $90,001 of fiscal year 2021 FTBG funds to be used to update the Intelligent Transportation System Architecture, or ITS. This funding does not require local match and is therefore 100% funded. If approved, the update to the ITS will occur in fiscal year 2022. AMETS staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2021-10. If you have any questions, I'll attempt to answer them.
Any questions or comments for Heather? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Kushner, move to approve.
Moore, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to Resolution 2021-11, Attachment 6C. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you. Okay, Resolution 2021-11, Amendment Number 10, is the other group of resurfacing projects that I just referred to. These are all scheduled in fiscal year 2022. You actually had a chance to see these at our May meeting. And the reason that you're seeing them again is at our May meeting, we didn't have PIT numbers yet. We were just approving the funding. And since then, they have received PIT numbers. And this amendment is this resolution is to actually add them to the current TIP in fiscal year 22. So quickly, I'll review them again. There's 11 projects, Broad Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls, Arlington Street in Akron, Eastern Road, Gate Street in Wayne County, Eastern Road in Richmond, Barber Road in Norton, Talmadge Road in Portage County, Monroe Avenue in Talmadge, East Mennonite Road in Aurora, Main Street and South Water Street in Kent, Rexville Road in Richfield, and Frost Road in Streetsboro. And I would also like to especially thank ODOT for getting these PID numbers together so quickly, because this was a lot of new projects at one time, and I do appreciate all that ODOT did to get these PID numbers together. But if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. But once again, you saw these back in May. That was to approve the funding, and this is to add them to the TIP.
Any questions for Dave?
Yeah, the only thing I'll just add is that I think this kind of culminates our effort to take down our balances from 2021, spend our balance carryovers in 22, and take care of 23 and 24 with the CRISA and with the CRISA stimulus funds. And I just think that it's opened our eyes to your ability as communities to be able to mobilize quickly to use this funding. And I think it's something that when we go into the funding policy and look at, you know, do we want to do resurfacing every 1 year or every 2 years? Or, you know, are there things that we can change to get our resurfacing on a faster track? I think, you know, we've just been really impressed with the amount of participation from our communities to getting this money on the street. And so I just want to thank all of you, because I know a lot of you are the ones that are actually going to make it happen. And we really appreciate that, and our friends at ODOT, because it won't happen without them either. So we appreciate it.
Thank you, Curtis. I will entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Curtis, do we have any other business?
We do not.
Having no other business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Tomasi, so moved.
That's one.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed. It's great to see everybody. See everybody in August.